So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Wednesday. We made it to the 14th day of the month, if you can believe that or not. A little chillier out there than it has been, as we mentioned yesterday. That cold front is moving its way through, baby. And I think it's going to be 17 at this time tomorrow morning.
Nice.
That's going to be a little bit of a shock because it's still about 40 out there right now. But I think the high temperature today is going to be in the 20s. So dress appropriately.
Ironically, then don't listen to what I just said, because I looked at the temperature and it was 45. I didn't have my big coat on this morning. It felt fine, even though I was just in and out of the car really quickly. I said, don't worry about grabbing your big coat, but don't listen to me, guys. Grab the big coat.
The temperature is going to drop apparently throughout the day today. So here's the thing. I don't know if I've talked about this. Did I talk about this on air yet, my trip to Denver?
Did you talk to us about it off air?
Yeah, I don't remember if I talked about it on air, but I've gotten a unique opportunity, courtesy of my brother-in-law, to go see an NFL divisional playoff game between Denver and Buffalo this weekend in Mile High Stadium. And, you know, when I think of Denver, I think cold. I have a friend who's from there, and he tells me all the time, you know, we really don't get that much snow in Denver. And I'm like, it's in the mountains. How's that a thing? But I guess they really don't. I mean, if you're up in the ski resorts, you get lots of snow. So on Saturday, it's going to be in the 20s here, I think. It's going to be in the 40s in Denver.
Wow.
At game time Saturday, which is 2:30 Mountain Time, 3:30 Central, when that game kicks off, it's going to be about 45 degrees and sunny in Denver for that football game. So
that's perfect.
It's going to be fantastic. I really thought I'd be out there in a parka and just kind of freezing my rear end off. But that's not going to be the case. That made me very happy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought, wow, I'm living large here. That I get to do that, so that's a good thing, and I'm looking forward to that. I did the coldest game I ever went to when I was probably still in my 20s. I got to go to a Cleveland Cincinnati Bengals game in the old Cleveland Municipal Stadium. The air temperature was 10 degrees, and there was about a 25 mile an hour wind coming off the lake.
Ugh.
I've never been that cold in my life, and a lot of the players were sleeveless.
Oh my gosh.
I still don't know how they do that. I to this day, I don't know how they get away with that stuff, for sure. Hey, we got a great show coming up. If you're listening early this morning, you bonus for you, because if you're in the 5 a.m. hour today, you're going to get a shot at some Jimmy Failla tickets before the end of the hour. Stay tuned for that. A little later, we're going to talk to Jimmy Failla himself, because he always joins us on Wednesdays. Glad to have him as a regular contributor here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Great guy. He's coming here on the 24th. So not only do you get to listen to the wit and wisdom of one Jimmy Failla today, you might have a chance to win tickets this hour to see him out at the factory in Chesterfield. That's fantastic. We're going to talk to our friend Taylor Riggs a little later from the Fox Business Network, and lots to talk about with that. All this so-called pressure on the Fed, and I had to listen to a report on the way in this morning of how awful it was, the pressure that's being applied to the Fed. But don't buy that crap. Don't buy that crap. Jerome Powell is losing his grip on power quickly. People see the politicization that he's inflicted on the Fed, but his term ends in May. So the end is coming. So his last grasp at power is to stand up and somehow claim that there's not a legitimate investigation into the $1 billion in cost overruns he oversaw of the Fed building. It must just all be political. Nothing to see here. It's like Tim Walz telling you it's only political that they're investigating fraud in Minneapolis because they don't like how the state votes. Do you buy that? Then don't buy the garbage Jerome Powell is sending you either. We're going to talk to Taylor Riggs a little bit later about that issue, among many other things. And we've got Missouri's Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is going to join us this morning as well. So that should be the SAFE Act. Got a big decision yesterday from the Missouri Supreme Court. And in the meantime, up in Washington, D.C., you've got the Supreme Court justices looking at that on the bigger scale of whether or not you can protect youth sports from men playing women's sports. And if you didn't watch any of that, Kim, did you watch any of that yesterday?
I did, yes. I listened to about 45 minutes of it.
So the first 45 minutes, you probably had enough to pick up on the fact that although Clarence Thomas led off the questioning in that case, almost all of the questions and arguments against, well, in favor of allowing men to play women's sports, all came from the three liberal justices.
Yeah, Sotomayor was talking a lot.
Yeah, Kagan chimed in. Ketanji Brown Jackson was struggling to understand
what the definition of a woman is. That's what she was struggling to understand.
She was struggling to understand all of it. It's. I saw that my favorite meme yesterday was the one where from the Babylon Bee that suggested they were going to send in Miss Rachel to explain to Ketanji Brown Jackson what was going on in the Supreme Court yesterday.
She needs that song Miss Rachel sings about, these are your eyes. Just look. It's not that hard. But the fact that the court doesn't even have a definition, that's also problematic.
Oh, you couldn't listen to it and not think to yourself, this was the best Joe Biden could come up with for the Supreme Court? Honestly, there were people in this world with law degrees, and I got a question how that happened. It could not have been on a fair and equal basis. There's just not a chance. There's just not. How did Kamala Harris get a law degree? Honestly, you apparently don't need to have a lick of common sense to get a law degree. That's what I've concluded after listening to the Supreme Court arguments yesterday. Anyway, it looks like that's going to come out our way, too. I believe that the our way, meaning common sense, is going to apply in this case. And they're not going to overrule 30 states that have said, no, if you're a boy who's been through puberty, you can't get into a sports contest against women. We're going to protect our girls. This is a women's protection issue, and the feminists are against it. How is that a thing? I don't get it, personally, but that's just me. Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The greatest economy maybe in history, and you're seeing that now. Plants are being built all over the country. We've never had anything like it. They're leaving Canada. They're leaving Mexico. They're leaving Japan and all over Europe, Germany, all over Europe. They're coming in.
Yeah, that's President Trump yesterday. I guess I don't know if it was an exclusive. He was touring the Ford plant up in Detroit. And Tony DeCoppo, the new main anchor at CBS News, is going to bring everything back under control, got a one-on-one with him. And Trump had to school him on how well the economy is going. Why? What is it with the mainstream media and these liberal talking points?
You're basically asking, can our cops arrest them?
Yeah.
From a legal perspective, yes. From a practical perspective, to state the reality, yeah, it does get kind of hard when they drastically outnumber us and they have bigger guns than we do.
Oh, for God's sake. Speaking of a lack of common sense, this mayor in Minneapolis, this Jacob Fry, with his little curly hair dropping down on his face, and you just want to reach through the TV screen, right? This guy is going to appear on Fox and Friends this morning for the first time ever. And Ainsley is the only regular member who's on there this morning. They've got Griff Jenkins and the other guy filling in, the other weekend host, filling in this morning. It'll be anxious to see how that goes.
We have found that there is likely over $84 million in ineligible assistance that was given to the state of Minnesota during the Biden administration, including almost $500,000 in improper assistance to over 500 dead tenants.
Wow. That's pretty bad. What a mess they got on their hands there. But don't worry, nothing to see here.
These people these ICE agents are not patriots. They're terrorists. If they were patriots, then they wouldn't be obeying the unlawful, illegal, and inhumane orders of Donald Trump and the Trump administration.
Wow. Don Lemon, once again showing just exactly his IQ level, referring to immigrations and customs enforcement officers in this country as terrorists. He is not right in the head. Can I just tell you that? The guy's sick. There's a reason he's only got a podcast these days. Nobody wants to employ him. Remember when he went and begged Elon Musk to employ him and demanded millions of dollars to do it, and Musk laughed at him? Thank you, once again, Elon Musk, for applying a little bit of common sense to all of this, for sure. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. We got so much to get to, so much good stuff for you this morning. I can't wait. I'm so excited on all of it. We're gonna get to that for you right after we get to our national anthem.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
It will never get old. Can I just tell you that? So that's back in the 90s, Kim. Was that, yeah, that was way back there.
Well, and I was young, and I vividly remember that.
It'll never get old. So yesterday, that schmuck was supposed to show up on Capitol Hill to testify in the Epstein case. It was a bipartisan subpoena for the trolls out there. Democrats and Republicans on the committee, not all the Democrats, but Democrats and Republicans on the committee overwhelmingly voted to subpoena Bill Clinton. Not because they were going to come there and accuse him of wrongdoing, but because of the access he had to Epstein and Epstein's Island over the years. And he was a no-show. And they didn't know if he was going to show up or not because Bill Clinton is insulated by Democrat lawyers who hemmed and hawed and hemmed and hawed and didn't say one way or the other. Suddenly, old Billy Boy didn't show up yesterday. Today, the Hill is due to show up. Hillary Clinton's subpoena is for today. So what do you think the odds are that the seat, like the suit, is once again going to be empty? So here's what James Comer pointed out yesterday about why they wanted Billy Boy to come up there and testify against in the Epstein case. Not against Epstein, he's dead. But clearly Bill knows more than the average visitor to the island.
He did not show up today. One reason I think most Americans want President Clinton to answer some questions is because he visited the White House. Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. I've been in Congress 9 years. I think I've been to the White House 9 times in 9 years. Epstein was in the White House double the amount of time that I was under one president. And then we know that Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's plane somewhere around 27 times after the presidency. So no one's accusing Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing. We just have questions, and that's why the Democrats voted along with Republicans to subpoena Bill Clinton.
Thank you. Of course he knows something. He was an eyewitness to it.
That's why Hillary Clinton, there's no chance of her showing up today.
Oh, no, she's not going to show up. But here's the good news. And that came at the end of the whole thing. And I was so happy to hear Jamie Comer say this, because since it was a bipartisan vote, because not all the Democrats voted for it, but Democrats voted to subpoena Bill Clinton. This is the thing. None of them showed up yesterday, just like Bill Clinton, which means you can tell it was a coordinated decision from on high, whoever's calling the shots for the Democratic Party these days. Hakeem Jeffries, leftist, Chucky Schumer, whoever's calling the shots, clearly told the congressional Democrats, don't go to that meeting today because Billy's not going either.
Not a single Democrat showed up today. Not a single Democrat. The ones that have press conferences on the Capitol steps and talk about how they're trying to get justice for the victims and all that. It just seems like they only care about questioning Republicans. And we've had a former Trump cabinet secretary, Acosta, in for a grilling. We had Bill Barr, former attorney general, in for a grilling. But for whatever reason, President Clinton didn't show up, and the Democrats on the committee don't seem to have a problem. This is the
They've got time to go do news conferences and sing Kumbaya on the steps of the congressional building of Congress, but they don't have time to come to the meeting where they voted for the subpoena of William Jefferson Clinton. Play your saxophone, Billy Boy, Billy Boy. Anybody remember that from Rush Limbaugh's old show? So here was the best part. He saved the best part for last.
As a result of Bill Clinton not showing up for his lawful subpoena, which again was voted on unanimously by the committee in a bipartisan manner, we will move next week in the House Oversight Committee markup to hold former President Clinton in contempt of Congress.
Yeah, there you have it.
And that's a simple majority vote, right? They would have to decide whether or not to do that, and then it would be ultimately up to Pam Bondi, which we know that she would.
I would hope. Virtually nothing else, but I would hope that in that case, yes, because people go to jail for contempt of Congress if they're Republicans. What remains to be seen is, will they go to jail for contempt of Congress if they're Democrats, and will they put a former president in jail? The Democrats were ready to put a former president in jail. Will the Republicans do it? We'll find out. We'll get to Kim on a whim. Come.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One up.
Kim on a whim.
HHS and CDC must launch a full-scale public awareness campaign here in New York. In the past, what CDC did, because it was good science, was recommend to people, get the flu shot. Now they've done the opposite. And they need to reverse that and tell people it is safe and a safeguard for your health to get the shot.
I'm not here to tell you whether you should or should not get your flu shot. You can make that decision on your own. Now, we always call this the flu season, and obviously a lot of people have had the flu. If you haven't had it yourself, you probably, unfortunately, know someone who has, and it's brutal. I had it last year, flu B, and it knocked me on my butt for a while.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's awful. But really, this is more the season of we're eating like crap, not taking care of ourselves as much as we should be, and not getting much vitamin D. There's a lot of factors, I believe, that lead to why we see so much illness in winter. It's not just like, oh, it is officially flu season. There's a reason why a lot of these illnesses like the flu tend to spread during this time of the year.
Correct.
But no doubt the flu has been bad this year. They keep talking about this, like, this K strain, right? It was some mutated variant of influenza A. Which, by the way, when I went to the doctor last year, they said that flu A was worse than flu B. If you have flu B, don't tell someone that it could be worse. That's really not the best way to go about that. But anyway, that's not my point here. There was this interesting article that I found. This is actually from Fox News, and it was about some experiment that they did trying to see how the flu was spreading, because more and more people, even when they get the slightest hint of like a cold nowadays, I feel like you see people walking around with a mask again. We've turned into like China, countries in Asia, where you sneeze once and you feel the need to slap a diaper on your face and you think that other people should do the same thing, and I refuse to do that. So here's what happened. Researchers from the University of Maryland, School of Public Health and Engineering, they studied influenza spread by placing flu-positive college students in a hotel room with healthy, middle-aged adult volunteers. This is interesting. The participants included 11 healthy volunteers who lived on a quarantined floor of a Baltimore area hotel for 2 weeks. During that time, they simulated different interactions. So they were having conversations, doing physical activities like yoga, passing around objects like pens and tablets from the infected people with the rest of the group. This is, you know, a 2 week experiment to see if you're about to catch the flu.
Yeah,
can you imagine going into that? Sounds awful. They were performing daily...
They were compensated.
I would hope
so. Yeah, thank you.
They performed daily nasal swabs and collected saliva, did blood samples that tested for antibodies, all the different things. Anyway, of course, they're measuring viral exposure. And what's very interesting is, after 2 weeks, not a single healthy individual became infected with the flu. And they think there are a variety of factors. Number one, the lack of coughing. They said that the infected students were holding a lot of the virus in their noses and only a small amount was actually expelled into the air. But the other part, and you don't hear about this as much, is they think the factor was ventilation and air movement. It was continually mixed rapidly by a heater and a dehumidifier. I've heard about how much a dehumidifier can do as far as keeping you healthy in the winter. And we've been talking about getting one in our room because we've got one in the kids' room, but... I mean, it's just interesting because it's like everyone's talking about the flu, and then we're driving in this morning and everyone's talking about the measles, and that's maybe a little bit different.
You got to get you one of those whole house humidifiers from Air Comfort.
Oh, is that what they offer?
Yeah, they can do it for the whole house. But go ahead.
This is just very interesting to me that no one ended up catching the flu.
Zero.
Zero.
And what was the size of the control group again?
This was 11, let's see here, it was 11 healthy people, yeah.
And how many sick people?
Let's see here. I'm trying to think. I think it was around the same.
Okay. And they were in the same area for a week.
For two weeks. Yes.
And none of the healthy people got sick.
It was a quarantine floor of a hotel in Baltimore.
Wow.
And they were having all kinds of interactions. Like, they were simulating what you and I would deal with if we were working together or living together.
So do they have any reason to believe, and I know this will be controversial, that natural immunity might have played a role in it?
Well, they haven't specified that, but I mean, that's one of the biggest things that's debated, right? Is whether natural immunity is really a thing. Well, I would argue yes. It doesn't make sense why you, for example, have just had COVID. You have antibodies in your body, the best antibodies you could possibly want. And then they're still saying, well, we still think that you should get the COVID shot. Or I guess it's the booster now because... The OG shot was back in like 2021, and now it's like number 50 booster.
Still getting that?
Yes.
Who? Who? Why would you continue to subject yourself to that with all of the problems they've had with it?
They just came out.
And COVID is not anything more than a bad cold.
They just came out very recently, RFK Jr., and that he modified, you know, the vaccine schedule for kids specifically.
Sure.
And that was part of it because they were recommending the COVID shot for infants. Babies. They thought that babies fresh out of the womb should be having the COVID shot. I mean, among many other shots. But that was one of them. And time and again, with studies, they realized that the kids were not the ones susceptible. And yet, how many different leaders were saying, we need to shut down schools and the kids can't go back. They just have to be virtual indefinitely. And then you think back to how many kids, you know, kindergartners are sitting there staring at a computer for how many hours during a day trying to focus. That's a joke. And we're really seeing a lot of that impact now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're, I mean, here's the thing. Natural immunity is a thing. It strikes me as a little surprising that not a single one of these people got sick. There was nothing else we don't know about them. Like, they hadn't been given the flu vaccine before they went in there. Had any of them had the vaccine?
They didn't get sick.
Wow. That's pretty surprising. See, now there are people who are latent carriers of things who themselves don't get sick from it. The odds that you would have 11 of them in there that already had the immunity to this type of influenza. Like, I got the flu shot this year because of my broken ribs. I did not want to be hacking up a lung while feeling like my lung was about to collapse. That's something you want to avoid. I didn't, knock on wood, end up getting the flu, but my daughter did, and I didn't get it. I mean, I didn't catch it. And neither did my wife, who hadn't had the flu shot.
Yeah.
So there is some immunity there, I think, among people.
Well,
there is.
Yeah, when I had the flu last year, thank goodness my husband didn't get it. Because the parents going down, anyone who has kids can probably attest to this. You'd way rather have your kids be sick than you be sick and trying to take care of healthy kids. Right?
I guess.
Young kids, specifically.
But, I mean, if you're a man, whenever you're sick, it's the worst illness you've ever had.
There are videos about
man flu.
So
women can be sick and deal with that stuff, but not us.
Women
right,
go
Ethan?
Around
can
working.
You agree? Ethan's just nodding over there. He knows what I'm talking about.
I have a cold.
Come on.
I need help. Please bring me soup. Is that what you said?
I've never felt this bad in my entire life. This must be the sickest I've ever been.
And does your wife say, honey, it's a cold?
Get over it.
Here's a tissue.
Cracking
blow
the
your
whip
nose.
On me.
You're fine.
No. She's empathetic. So here's what they determined about me a few years ago. This is interesting. I'll violate my own HIPAA rights here. My wife and my daughter, my other kids, would occasionally get strep because you can get that, right? Over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
I never get it.
You've never had strep.
Maybe as a child, but I don't get it anymore. And my doctor confirmed that you can be a carrier of something and not be allergic to it. So my wife is convinced that I would be exposed to it somewhere and bring it home to everybody else, but it didn't affect me. I don't know if that's true. My doctor said that can be a thing. You can have an immunity to it, but you can still carry the germ and infect other people with it.
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. And really nice of you to share that.
If you're allergic to strep, you should know, do you want to stay away from me?
Are you really allergic? Is that the word?
I mean, if you're prone to
prone to getting it. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, that's why people will end up, they'll say getting their tonsils out because they get it over and over and over again. I've had strep multiple times. It's terrible. In fact, it's the worst when your throat is on fire and you go to the doctor and you want them just to say, yeah, you have strep. But when they, oh, yeah, no, I don't know what
culture,
it is.
Yeah.
Just a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, just tell me I have strep.
Give me the drugs, please.
I need the drug. Okay.
Well, we're not gonna give you this because we don't want you to develop, you know, a resistance because you have too many antibiotics. You know what? I've been around so many years at this point. I'll die before I'll develop a resistance to antibiotics. Just let me call you and prescribe me what I need over the phone. We've had a relationship for years. That's what irritates the hell out of me about these doctor's offices. I want to find a doctor that knows me well enough to know I'm not pill shopping. I'm sick and I need medication. Don't make me ring the cash register to have to find time to come and see you when all you have to do is call the prescription into the pharmacy.
Well, the people who do pill shop, they ruin it for you.
I know.
Can you do those Zoom ones?
Telehealth?
Yeah.
You might be able to through our insurance company. I don't know.
You can.
But I'm just talking about individual
doctors. That way you don't have
to
go in. I'm just saying.
See, but I do enjoy telehealth because I've done that before, and it is nice when you're miserable not have to leave the house. But it is a little bit like, really? You can tell by a not so clear picture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your drug.
Yeah, but if you just need something for the flu or something, you know, they can look at you.
Give me a Z-Pack.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to need to see you first.
You're not like asking
I've taken
for
the
like
flu.
Heroin or anything.
Mark,
I've taken the flu test. Look, I have the flu. Give me a Z-Pack.
When you do an impersonation, your go-to accent is Ron Burgundy, I've realized.
I don't know what I want to do. That's
That's what you go to.
My apartment smells of rich mahogany and leather. Sorry. All right, quick break here. We'll give away some Jimmy Fallon tickets when we come back. Caller 9, 314-241-9797. You get a pair of tickets to join us to see the man, Jimmy Fallon, on the 24th of this month out at the Factory. And good luck to you. Appreciate that. We appreciate the Factory for giving us some tickets to give away all this week. We got another pair for tomorrow and, of course, Friday morning as well. And speaking of which, Jimmy's going to join us here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as he normally does on a Wednesday morning. And I love the fact that he takes the time out to do this. He's getting to kind of be like Kilmeade between traveling for his comedy shows around the country and doing Fox News Across America, his radio show, and doing his weekend show. He's a pretty busy guy. So I feel blessed that we get a few minutes with him regularly here to kind of pick his brain. He's just sharp as a tack. I mean, I've always admired somebody with that quick wit. You know, he reminds me of some of the comedians you see that can go on these late night shows and just turn around a joke like that and just nail it. I always think when I think of the person who I always thought was one of the best at that, I think of people like Robin Williams. Robin Williams could always do that. I loved watching him on The Tonight Show with Carson, and like you just never knew what was going to come out of his mouth next. Because he was so fast at his recovery on those things. So great guy. Don Rickles was like that as well. Rickles is one of my favorite. I got to see him live one time. Did I tell you that, Ethan?
Uh-uh.
He warmed up for Frank Sinatra. I got to see Frank Sinatra right before he died, like 2 years before he died. So this would have been 1989, maybe. I'd have to go back and check. But he played... Riverport in Cincinnati. They used to, instead of River, they had a outdoor amphitheater in Cincinnati called it was River Bend or Riverport. Which is the one here was Riverport,
Riverport,
right?
Yeah.
So it was River Bend is what they called it. And I got to see him there. Charo warmed up for Don Rickles, and Don Rickles warmed up for Frank Sinatra, and even did a little song and dance routine at the end of it while he was making jokes about Frank's guys breaking his legs. I mean, it was hilarious. I used to love watching that guy. Fela reminds me of him a little bit, so I'm anxious to see him come to town, and I still got to try to work out lunch for him when he gets here, maybe from the Hill. We're working on it. I don't know if it'll work out or not, but I'm anxious to kind of hang out with Jimmy and see what that's all about. Good guy. He really
Nobody
is.
Nobody could roast like Rickles. Have you ever watched his comedy
roast? Oh, my gosh.
They're brutal.
Just brutal. Just brutal. You know, Nikki Glaser is getting some pretty big props for her MC role this year on the Golden Globes for the second year in a row. And somebody said she wasn't quite as edgy this year as she was in year one because she's more part of the in crowd now, they felt, or whatever. But I'm proud of her. I think she looks fantastic. I'd get fired if I had her in studio for saying that, I guess, if I was Don Marsh. She looks great, and she's kind of crushing it. I loved her on that Tom Brady roast.
Yeah.
And some of it was uncomfortable. That's the kind of humor I appreciate at a comedy club. It should make you a little bit uncomfortable. I want to go see Ben Bankus. If he ever comes to St. Louis, I'm going to see that guy. Because he is funny. And who's the Rob, what's his name? Why can I not think of his name? The comedian, I see his clips on Facebook all the time now. He's a dwarf. Who am I thinking of? You know what I'm thinking of? He's coming to St. Louis. He's coming to St. Louis.
The only one I know of, and I can't think of
his name. My buddy talked to me about it the other day. Somebody will pop up with his name here in a minute. Part of his whole routine is making fun of his size. And again, for some people, that's going to be uncomfortable watching his comedy routines on Facebook. Cracked me up. I love how some of these comedians are taking advantage of that to promote themselves, because some of them might never be on my radar if I wasn't seeing their clips on there. And they've got some very effective social media managers out there. If you're not taking advantage of that, Kim, Yesterday, I discovered something that could become a major pain in the, yes, rear for my family and potentially for the listeners of this show and the followers of our social media.
Uh-oh, what's that?
I downloaded the ChatGPT
app.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because my friend Julie Tristan down the hall here, I'm joking with her yesterday. I'm like, you know what we need to do? We need a picture of those monkeys in the studio. Well, 10 minutes later, she comes out and she goes, how do you like this? And it's a picture of her sitting at her microphone with two monkeys sitting beside her with headphones on. I'm like, how did you do that so fast? She said, ChatGPT. I downloaded the app and I swear 10 minutes later, I had the picture of a monkey in the seat I'm sitting in talking on the microphone I'm talking on with headphones on and a 97.1 FM talk shirt. I said, add a 97.1 FM talk shirt. And it, I saw the little ellipses that appears on the screen while it's working.
Creating image.
And about 4 minutes later, that image popped up on my screen. I'm like, how does it do that?
World,
and
watch now, out. Mark knows now, how to use ChatGPT.
Now I'm absolutely sort of enthralled. My wife's
pictures.
Like, oh my God, you're going to drive us all nuts.
Our texts
now
are going to be blown up, Ethan, with ChatGPT pics.
It was so easy. It was so stinking easy. I even made the circle that said, I stand with ICE to put on my Facebook page. I made that with ChatGPT. That thing is great. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.